Step 4, Resource Summary. When we first started doing the storyboarding process, there was just a handful of teams that participated. It had caught so much traction and was received so welcomed by our teams that we've expanded it now to just about 65 teams that will be participating this year in storyboarding. Needless to say, as you look at 5 or 6 goals per team times 65 teams, that's way too many, way too big a number for my hands and feet to count. Point being is assimilating all this information is going to be quite a task. And one of the things we've created in the process that has helped is a resource summary page, which really allows the elders in a snapshot to see the name of the team, the needs of the team regarding people, gear, monies, and facility. In that, the elders then can flip to the resource page, kind of see in a summary of what the teams are looking for, and then we can cross-reference from there and go look at the goal pages and see really the heart in detail of what teams are thinking. The elders have enjoyed over the last several years, this is one of the highlights of our year as elders, is being able to look through the storyboarding packets, because we do get a heart and a glimpse of what's happening in the lives of our teams. And the resource page, or resource summary page at least, is a great sort of starting point for us to dig in. So what you want to do is take all of the details from your goal detail sheets, and you want to incorporate those here. So say your team knows you're going to launch some new initiatives, you need 10 more people to staff these teams, you need this kind of recording equipment or whatever to do such and so, you need these kind of budget numbers and that kind of thing. Once you've got that set, transfer it all into the resource summary page and we'll be set.